Internationally acclaimed American conductor Leonard Slatkin currently serves as the music director of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, as well as music director of l'Orchestre National de Lyon in France. He's led many of the world's leading orchestras, and of his 100-plus recordings, 7 have won Grammys and 64 have received nominations. In 2003, Slatkin received the highest award given to artists in the United States, the National Medal of Arts. Leonard Slatkin's new book is titled Conducting Business, Unveiling the Mystery Behind the Maestro. He spoke with me while serving as the music director of the National Symphony Orchestra during their in-state residency in Greensboro.
Well, it's true that many young people are experiencing music at the professional level for the first time. So you look at their faces and you see the wonderment and the fascination with it, especially those musicians we have who are really good at communicating verbally as well as musically. They take the time to really work with the young people, to encourage them not to enter a career of music so much as to at least make music part of their life. And our associate conductor, Emile Ducoux, does such a fantastic job with the children's programs, is also able to engage them all and bring them into a world of music at the highest possible level. But we also encourage and support all the local music that's going on. Our mission is not to interrupt anything that happens at all. It's quite the opposite. It's to make sure that the support for the ongoing programs in each of the areas continues to exist.
Each of these different areas, statewide or regionally speaking, gets a chance to suggest unique activities for the orchestra, one of which was a request that the National Symphony Orchestra perform a group of student compositions, critiquing them from the standpoint of professional musicians. Explaining what worked and what didn't. What are some other interesting requests that you've had on these residencies, maybe not necessarily in this state, but around the country, things that worked, things that didn't work?
Often there's an attempt to put together musicians with differing backgrounds and see how they get along. Usually they get along just fine as people, but very often the confluence of two diverse styles simply doesn't work. But you have to try it out to see. I remember once there was an interesting one that did work, where a Native American flute player who'd made his own instruments joined one of the members of our flute section. And they would play the same piece on their different instruments in their own way, in their own style. I found it absolutely fascinating. I'm not sure if the rest of the audience did, but I thought that was really an interesting idea.
What's your mindset in the recording studio? I mean, how do you achieve such a, oftentimes I think of like a live sound or a concert performance sound?
Most of the time, it was trying to do large-scale works in huge single takes. So most of the performances are played straight through twice, and then we go back and fix up the little places that didn't work out so well.
Including Mahler takes. Symphony?
Well, actually, the Mahler Second that we did, virtually the entire last movement is one take. It was one of those experiences when we finished, and this movement's long, about 35 minutes, and when we finished it, there was a silence from the chorus, the soloists, and we knew something incredible had happened. And so that whole finale is virtually edit-free.
Former music director of the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C., Leonard Slatkin. He spoke with me during the NSO's in-state residency in Greensboro. Leonard's now the music director of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra and l'Orchestre National de Lyon in France. In 2003, Slatkin received the highest award given to artists in the United States, the National Medal of Arts. Leonard Slatkin's new book is titled Conducting Business, Unveiling the Mystery Behind the Maestro, and you'll find links at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.